Maine Democrat Senate hopeful wants massive, organized resistance to immigration enforcement. By Warner Todd Houston on January 26, 2026. A top and controversial Democrat senatorial candidate from Maine on Saturday urged his followers to rise up and oppose the federal government. Graham Platner, the radical Democrat who months ago raised eyebrows by having a large Nazi death head tattoo on his chest, appeared in Lewiston, Maine, to urge resistance to bipartisan federal immigration laws and expressed his admiration for the insurrectionist networks being developed in Minnesota to attack federal law enforcement officers. Platner told a crowd of about 1,000 left-wing protesters that they should emulate the highly organized extremist network that links anti-government foot soldiers to the intel operatives who are tracking and doxing federal law enforcement agents in Minnesota. He urged Mainers to create similar organizations to spark violent protests across his state. The radical, left-wing candidate delivered a long tirade against the federal government, telling attendees, "The federal government has invaded our state to terrorize our communities, abduct our neighbors, and sow fear, all in the service of consolidating power." Graham Platner calls for far left to rise up in Maine. Lewiston, speech the media didn't show you. Graham instructs his socialists to join systems like Signal Chat, special training manuals, and follow the Minnesota model to confront ICE directly in Maine. He also directly pic.twitter.com/o65l5gbev. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 26, 2026. Platner also praised Maine Democrat Secretary of State Sheena Bellows for refusing to issue Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents unlisted license plates for ICE vehicles in the state. In another interview, Platner said it is every American's duty to oppose the federal government, and characterize dangerous, criminal illegal aliens as fellow Americans. Watch, do you want to live with these people? Trump shows pictures of arrested criminal illegals to media. He also praised the insurrectionist networks that left-wing agitators have built in Minnesota. "We have the right and the duty to resist ICE and protect our fellow Americans." pic.twitter.com/0bo-s0c-opf. Graham Platner for Senate, at Graham for Maine, January 25, 2026. Platner has had a rocky road during his campaign. In old posts on Reddit, the Senate candidate referred to himself as a communist, calling police bastards, and saying sexual assault victims should take some responsibility for themselves and not get so messed up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to. He also said Americans who live in rural areas are stupid. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.